don't you put it in your mouth.
Uh-uh.
Till you ask someone you love.
That's right, sis.
If it's okay to eat.
If it's okay to eat.
Like a muffin.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
We will not be broken by your bond, your bond. You're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mike. I'm here every Tuesday from 6 o'clock on playing punk and hardcore for you and some loud, heavy stuff like you just heard there. We have a website, flexyourhead.net, where you can go and download all the old shows for free. They're all listed there for the past probably 14 years. There's a lot of stuff on there to go through. All the shows are listed, date. And, of course, you can see the playlist, see who's on there, see if you want to check it out or not. Feel free, go by there, download as much as you can, as much as you want. Like I say, it's free to do. Each show is about 2 hours long, so you can download a whole bunch and put it on a listening device and bring it to work and listen to old shows and listen to some cool music while you do it. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram account now. So there is some stuff on Instagram, mostly just what I'm playing, some show flyers, stuff like that. I haven't updated in a little bit. But the Flex Your Head page as well, it always has a link to the podcast and things like that. We started today's show off with Final Word. The band was from Montreal. The release was on Indecision Records. Came out in 2004, so 15 years ago. It's a long time already. It was an EP. Only had about five or six songs on it. With a track called Wrong Place, Wrong Time. And that goes out to my buddy Al, who wanted to let me know that he finally got a Final Word shirt. One of his friends from Montreal hooked him up with a shirt, and he's like, Mike, I know you got one. Wear it to the show on Saturday, and we'll be Final Word brothers. And so we both did, but we never got a picture together, unfortunately, which was kind of really stupid. We should have really done that, Al, and had our Final Word shirts together. But great band, wasn't around for very long in the early 2000s there. Put out this solid, solid record called Fools Like You that was on Indecision Records. Great track. I never did get to see them, but I had a chance. I could have toured with Blue Monday when they played back east, and I just had work and stuff, and I couldn't commit to it. And my friend Pat went there and picked me up a shirt, so I want to thank Pat for hooking me up with my Final Word shirt. That's where I got mine from. And, of course, Irate from New York City ending that set with the devastatingly track called Vendetta, which, if you know, DPK had their five-year anniversary shows this weekend, and on, I think it was the Saturday afternoon, Swarm Beating from Boise, Idaho played, and at the end of it, they covered Irate, they covered Vendetta, and I had no idea it was coming, and as soon as the first notes came in, I'm like, oh my god, people are going to die, and there's a quick videos on Instagram and stuff from the show already, and it was insane. The whole set from Swarm Beating was a highlight for me. It was just complete mayhem. It was one of those sets where people were just having so much fun and just throwing their bodies around and throwing them into people. and just everyone was smiling. Like, it was one of those shows where there was no beef, there was no crap. It was just a bunch of guys and girls having fun. And to see Swarm Beating cover irate at the end of it was just kind of right out of left field for me. I did not see it coming, and I loved every second of it. And hopefully Spencer and the guys at Scoped Exposure will have that up very, very shortly on their page, because they filmed every single set at the DPK 5-year. And, of course, Evinder and John also photographed all the bands. So there's tons of stuff out there to check out over the next couple of days or weeks of a great weekend that was had. And I want to personally thank everybody involved at the DPK 5-year for all the hard work they've done. We had Taylor come in last week, and we played all the bands that were playing on the show, and we talked about DPK and the scene and things like that. But just want to thank them again for all the hard work they do. It mostly goes unnoticed. I think it's just expected now, and we don't thank them enough for all the hard work. They did 5 shows in 3 days over the weekend, and the Saturday and Sunday shows were like 12 or 15-hour days because they all had to be there beforehand. The shows went from 1 o'clock to 11, 11:30, and then the cleanup afterwards and all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So it's much appreciated for all the work they do. And to see all the bands come up here to support them and all the kids that came out to support them, left a good feeling in everyone's it left a good feeling for everybody. I had a lot of chats with people that were just so excited about the weekend and how much fun they were having and how young they felt and all this kind of stuff. And it was just a perfect weekend. So thanks again, guys, for all the shit you do and the great hard work that you do. And it's very much appreciated. Up next on the Flexor Head Show, we're going to play one of the bands that I was looking forward to seeing on the weekend, and they did not disappoint. They are from Santa Cruz, California, and they are called Drain.
Who here could use a
You're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We ended that something off with a band from Long Island, New York. They're called Incendiary. It was off their last release called Thousand Mile Stare. This band will be coming to the Northwest in like a month or so, but they won't be coming to Vancouver, unfortunately. They're coming with Integrity, who are just here on Saturday and are coming back again for their tour, which kind of sucks because they kind of put DPK guys in a bind because they flew them all the way out here just for this one event. And then they have the nerve to announce they're coming back like a month later. It's kind of a punk move, but we got to see them first, and we got a great show from Integrity. But I think it drew away some people from like Seattle area that would have come up here for this, but now they're like, oh, we can just wait a couple more weeks so we can see them in Seattle. So I think that kind of took away some people that would have come up from Seattle for this DPK Fest, but we still had a great time, and Integrity tore us a new asshole. They were so great. First time playing Vancouver, and DeWitt and the rest of the guys sounded perfect. They sounded great. Failed States from Regina before them in the set off the Satan Is My Lord release with Hallowed Tombs. Alien Boys from Vancouver off their brand new release is called Night Danger with a track called Bender. And then from Santa Cruz, California, we heard Drain off their 2019 promo. It's a couple tracks with a track called California Cursed. And I was really excited to see that band just from the couple songs they have heard over the past couple weeks. And they came out and played a great set. So energetic, so much fun. And like I say, the lead singer was smiling the whole time. It was a short set. It was only like 5 or 6 songs, but it was perfect. And like I say, hopefully they had a great time, and hopefully they'll come back. Like you say, a couple bands that haven't been here before came up and played, and I think they got a great reaction. So hopefully they'll come back and play Vancouver in the near future again. Up next on the Flexorhead Show, a band that played on Friday night at 333 Clark. They are local, and they had the whole room moving. They had so much energy, and I think everyone in the crowd was excited to see this band. We've seen them before. They're fairly new. They have a demo out right now. And there actually is a video. Scoped Exposures already put this one up. This was the first one that they put up online. So check like Vancouver Hardcore Facebook page. You'll find it, or go by Scoped Exposure and see if you can find it. Of course, I'm talking about Juice.
Now, man.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least 3 times bigger than this!
Mother, marriage, money, a position. Don't you see these things are unimportant? He's a poet, and he has a beautiful soul.
What are you talking about? Look at me!
I never had any sort of education. I make $18,000 a year.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Beautiful souls since 1937.
Yeah.
And you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We had that set off with a band called The Dividing Line. They are from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They are a straight edge band, and they have a new release out called Turn My Back on the World. Actually came out late 2018, but that's still fairly new for us here at CITR Flex Your Head Show. So check them out, Dividing Line. Turn My Back on the World was the name of the track, or the record, and the track was called Broken. Before that, we heard Forewarned from California off their latest release called The Unforgiven Years with Pious Fraud, 1982. The band is from Vancouver. They have a self-titled release out right now, and the track was called Pretty Meaningless. And then Juice, another Vancouver band, starting that set off their 2018 demo with Satanic Pimp. And like I say, off the top of the set there, you can check out the brand new video from this band, or live video, that was recorded by Scoped Exposure on Friday night at 333 Clark. It gets a little rowdy, and it looks like a lot of fun. And if you look hard enough, you can see me in the video too, but just here and there, just getting jumped on. But yeah, it was one of the very first videos that they put up from the five-year DPK show. And there's going to be 33 more, I think, to follow. They're going to be busy over the next couple weeks putting all these videos up for your enjoyment, and I highly recommend checking some of them out, and Juice will be the first one I recommend checking out because it was a lot of fun, and a lot of people from out of town were very hyped to see Juice, and it showed. Up next on the Flex Your Head Show, this band is from Boston. They feature the ex-lead singer of Bane. They are called Antagonize.
Take it! found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
All right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We let it off with a new Vancouver band. They're called Terminal City Rats. It's off a self-titled release. It's three tracks. We played the opener there called The Lion's Roar with a nice little intro from Happy Gilmore, which is another film that was filmed here in Vancouver and Lower Mainland. But yeah, Mourn from Boston before them in the sets off To the Night Unknown as their latest release. With The Blood's Our Own. The Blood Is Our Own is the name of the track of that one. Before that, we heard Outpatient, a new band from Kamloops, featuring some members of Bootlicker. It's off a 5-track EP, and it's damn cool. So go check it out if you can. Just search it out on their Bandcamp page. And Old Chaos was the name of the track we played for you. And then Antagonize from Boston, starting that set off their brand new 2-song demo. It's the second one now they put out. With a track called Land of Dreams. And if you were listening to it and you heard some vocals that you kind of thought you knew, yeah, that's Aaron from Bane. It's his new band, Antagonize. Up next on the Flex Your Head Show, this band blew me away on the weekend. I was very, very excited to finally see them. I've had this release for a month or two, and I've been listening to it a lot. And they played on the Sunday night at the DPK 5-year anniversary show. They are from San Francisco, California, and they are called No Right.
Lost generation, lost generation,
just living in a lost generation.
Lost Bring back the anger and the fury. This is our road lit for our worries. Bleeding vengeance of a bastard's crime. No one finds through the pit, no one seems unborn. Lost generation, lost generation. Anger on the passion. Fucking trans and fuck the passion. We're taking it back, now's the time to start. Let your rage loose. Show your fucking heart. Lost generation, lost generation.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
All right, you're back with the Flexure Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We end that set off with Swear Jar. The band is from Vancouver. It's off a self-titled EP with a track called Suicide Part 1 and 2. I haven't seen this band since they played their record release show about a month or two ago, so hopefully they've got something planned for the future because they put on a really great show and a really good record here, so I'm looking forward to seeing these guys again. Night People, a band from Vancouver that is no longer with us. They broke up this past year, but it's off a self-titled 7-inch on Deranged Records with a track called More Than Rust. Down for Life, the band is from Los Angeles, California. It's off the Harder Than Hell release with Lost Generation. And then started all off with No Right from San Francisco. They're off the Unjustified release with a title track called No Right. Saw this band play on Sunday night. I was very stoked to see them, and they did not let me down. Great straight edge band playing some heavy hardcore, and first time here, and like I say, hopefully they got some fans and they'll come back, because like I say, this record they put out called Unjustified is really great. Hopefully you can find it somewhere and pick it up, and like I did, I just downloaded it from the Bandcamp page, but it's really cool, so hopefully they'll come back soon because the record is great. I like it. Another band that really impressed me this past weekend is a band from Portland. They are called Dying Wish.
Yeah! I've seen your kind time and time again. Every fleeing man must be caught. Every secret must be unearthed. Such is the conceit of the self-proclaimed seeker of truth. But in the end, you lack the stomach for the agony that you'll bring upon yourself.
You're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We ended that set off with Serration from Alberta. They just played here this past weekend as well for the five-year DPK anniversary show. And first time, or actually second time I've seen them, but first time I've seen it since they put this new record out, and they gotten so good. Crowd was crazy for them as well. A lot of their friends showed up and made the trip out here and danced their butts off for them, so made it a lot of fun. So they have a split record out with Dying Wish right now from Portland, and we played Boiling Point for you. Another band from Portland before them called Petite is off their second demo, and the track was called Fifth World. And we started that short little set off with Dying Wish from Portland off the split with Serration, who you just heard, with a track called Far From Grace. Those two bands will be coming back. Dying Wish and Serration will be coming back to Vancouver on March 18th. It's a Monday at 333 Clark. So go check out Dying Wish and Serration with Boundaries, Stress Collapse, and Subverter. And it's going to be doors are at 7, shows at 8 p.m. $10 all ages, of course, at 333 Clark. So it should be a lot of fun for that one. And then, of course, the week after that, 25th of March, you got Angel Dust coming to play 333 Clark. So that's going to be fun. With Bug, Scourge, and Result of Choice. And that's going to be an earlier one because doors at 6:30, show's probably going to be about 7:30 for that one. And you can get advanced tickets as well. Just search out Angel Dust Vancouver and you'll find them. And, of course, Saves the Day is coming to town this weekend, playing the Biltmore Cabaret. So go check them out if you're into some melodic punk still. And Sunday, February 24th at CBDB's, you can check out Pandemics from Boston with Material, Nick Fit, and Bedwetters Anonymous. So there's a couple things coming up this weekend. We're going to get out of here a little bit early, but we'll leave you with one more track. This band is from Colorado, and they are called Fame.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy.